today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We've got Roy on the line with us to start things out here this hour in New York. Roy, you were just about to get into a story in the last hour of the program, but you barely had time to get started. So for all our listeners just tuning in, bring them up to speed and go ahead with your story.
There's just two experiences. One of them was pretty brief. It's about the surveillance cameras that our mayor's so proud of that he put all over our city.
Buffalo, New York.
Yeah, and one of them went on the corner right near my house.
Oh, boy.
Which I never really liked because, you know, it was like every time I walked out my front door, I felt like the man was watching me.
That's creepy.
Yeah, especially right outside my house. I don't want that there, you know what I mean? But
yeah, you know, you could be out there in your bathrobe going to get the morning paper, and you walk a little too briskly, and it flaps open, and there it is for everyone to see.
You know what? I would moon that camera every day if I didn't want to worry about what the neighbors thought of me, but I want to keep good terms with them, so I
right.
don't do that. But, point taken. Yeah, you guys mentioned how there's statistics that say they don't reduce crime. Here's some interesting anecdotal evidence of things that have happened since we got these cameras. Now,
okay.
This neighborhood, I describe it to people as being like a pretty tough neighborhood. There's a lot of fights out, fist fights and stuff. There is people selling drugs a lot and things like that. But there's not really a whole lot of property crime. I don't know anybody recently that has had their house broken into or their car broken into. You know, people leave everybody else's stuff alone, I think, because they're worried about getting a beat down if they do something, you know?
Gotcha. Gosh.
So I don't mind it, actually. I like it that way. The way I put it is that if you're not looking for trouble, you won't find it. But if you are, you'll find it in a hurry. Anyway, this was in the summertime, and especially in the summer when the weather's nice and there's no school, the kids will be out all night, you know, partying and drinking across the street and whatever. And, you know, every now and then you get fights and that sort of thing, especially once they've been drinking for a while.
Sure.
But I was going to bed around 3 o'clock. It was a weekend, and I had my window open. And I start hearing everybody screaming and yelling outside. So I said, oh, wow, cool, there's going to be a fight. So I go and, you know, I ran outside to watch the fight, and it broke up right away. And, you know, groups of people separated, and they went their own ways. So I went back to sleep. And then over the course of the night, I woke up. I'm a pretty heavy sleeper, but I woke up two or three more times of people yelling and everything. And, you know, I woke up just enough to say, oh, there's another fight going on. But I didn't wake up enough to really care. I just went right back to sleep until 6 in the morning, and the noise out there was insane. All these people screaming, tires squealing, and all this stuff. So I'm like, holy hell, something's going on out there. And basically what happened, this fight had been going on, like, over the course of the night. You know, the people get back together, and they'd rumble for a little bit. All this is right across the street from the street cameras that are there to keep us safe, okay?
And they're obvious, I presume, right? I mean, the camera's existence is not necessarily...
Oh, yeah, it's got
hidden.
A flashing light on it, you know.
Flashing light?
Yeah, it's got a flashing blue light up on the lamppost and the dome and all that. I mean, everybody knows what they are. And so what wound up happening at the climax of this, you know, all-night fighting was something pretty serious. I've lived here for a long time. It hasn't happened like this before. I mean, one person wound up getting stabbed. Another person wound up getting run over by a car. Another person pulled up a no parking sign out of the road and swung it at the car, and they broke their back when that happened. So
oh,
like, all this stuff happened. This was a big mess. They had the street shut down for hours.
Wow, right in front of the monitoring camera.
Yeah.
And
it turns out that one of my neighbors, her nephew or someone that's distantly related to her was somehow involved in this, I found out a while later. And I said, well, whatever happened to that? And she says, oh, well, they said the cameras weren't turned on or they weren't working that night or something like that, you know? And these things are still pretty new. And I just want to make the point that this fight thing was brewing over from when I went to bed at 3 over the course of 3 hours. There are fights breaking out, all, you know, at least two or three more times right across from the camera, and then they wind up getting stabbed. Even if they didn't have the camera there, there are at least 20 witnesses, and if the cops really gave a damn about finding people, they did wind up arresting some people. But there are so many people there that, you know what I mean? You'd talk to these people and their friend got all jacked up, so they'll say this person did it or this is the description. You know, you don't even, the cameras, first of all, even if they were working properly, they're unnecessary. And second of all, they didn't do anything to prevent it. And third of all, you know, they're just, you know, it didn't do anything. Yeah. You know, they said we couldn't get the footage. So that was one. So I feel a little bit better now about having it outside of my house. You know, if they're not going to look for something like that, then what do they want to watch me for?
Well, but, famous last words, man.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, they might end up citing you for having your grass growing too tall with the camera or something like that.
Yeah,
who knows?
I got another shorter story, though.
All right, go for
it. Kind of funny about that, too. Again, in the summertime, because that's when most of the everybody gets kind of crazy outside. These two girls are going at it, and they're fighting outside. And so I go out to watch and grab a beer and stuff, and you know, they're pulling hair and, you know, kicking each other and slapping each other and all that. I forget what it was over, some guy or something that they were both shooting with.
Sure.
I don't know. So, and they start yelling at each other, like, come on, bitch, come on, come on. And, you know, and she says, you're not going to do anything. That camera's right up there. And then the other girl started beating on her and said, them cops will see through that camera that you're the one that started this, so I could kick your ass in front of the camera.
Interesting. Hey, thanks for the story tonight, Roy.
And so the camera caused the fight.
To some extent. It certainly didn't stop it. Again, thank you for the stories. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to a man who's very familiar with cameras. He used one within the last few weeks here to defend himself from some uppity cops. Pete Ayer is with us from MotorhomeDiaries.com. Pete, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, man. Glad you had the time to give us a call and give our listeners a heads up as to what happened to you the other day. I saw the video over at copblock.org, which is a relatively new website that was started by one of your partners from Motorhome Diaries, Adam. And copblock.org, it's something I've added to my blog aggregator, and it's turning out to be a pretty useful website. He posted the video that you took of your recent interaction with some cops down in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Do you want to set the scene for our listeners?
Yeah, essentially, it was, I guess it was in the morning last Friday, and my girlfriend was driving to work, and she texted me and said she had just gotten pulled over, and her work is pretty near is nearby, so I figured, hey, I can show up there pretty quick, just make sure there's no, like, shenanigans, make sure she's being treated fairly, things like that. So I got in Marv and drove around and figured out where she was, parked out of the area so they wouldn't know what I was driving, and then came back on foot. And I got there right at the end of the traffic stop, and essentially she had been stopped because she was on her cell phone while she was driving, and Santa Fe just outlawed that, the bureaucrats did.
Oh, boy.
So when I walked up, you know, the cop was Officer Cardova, I believe is his name. He was just finishing up giving her the ticket. So then he told me, you know, that he was on a traffic stop, and I said, all right, I'll stand out of the way. So I stood across the street, you know, maybe 20 or 30 feet away, and just filmed it. And, you know, a minute later, my girlfriend had taken off, and he got back in his car, so I figured, you know, that may be the end of it. And so I started walking away, but I continued to roll in case he tried to interact with me, which I thought he might because, you know, I was open carrying. New Mexico is an open carry state, and I choose to exercise my rights. So he rolled upon me and started asking me about that I had brought a firearm to his stop, and he asked me for my name, and I refused to give it to him, and I asked him, you know, if I was free to go, and he said I was. So I continued on my way, but he followed me, you know, like a few miles an hour, really slow, for about three or four blocks, until he pulled over on the curb and told me to stop, and that he told me his supervisor had told him to engage me in conversation to ascertain my identity. And so while I was talking to him for a little bit, then like one of his colleagues rolled up. So I was talking to two officers from Santa Fe PD, And essentially, they asked me for my ID. They asked me for my name. And
they actually demanded your ID, but you never ended up giving it to them. And we'll get into the finer points if you don't mind hanging on, right? Can you stick with us?
Sounds good.
All right, great. More with Pete Ayer here in a moment from MotorhomeDiaries.com. We'll find out what happened with the pushy cops in New Mexico and how Pete was able to walk away from it all. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, active and separated U.S. military personnel. This message is just for you. You're entitled to benefits that are not available to the general public. You deserve them. Your family deserves them. And we want to make sure you know about them.
This is Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. Did you know VA programs can allow you to buy a home with no down payment or refi with cash out up to 100% of your home's equity? And because of your service to your country, it's usually easier to qualify for a VA loan than a conventional loan.
On your feet!
And get all the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN. varadio.com.
RFID chips are becoming more and more common. Right now, there are hundreds of millions of new credit cards and passports that contain these tiny radios. How can you keep them from transmitting your information? Turn them off with ID Stronghold. Secure wallets and secure sleeves from ID Stronghold will block these radio signals. Visit IDStronghold.com or call 800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770. IDStronghold.com. Protect your information.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, all you have to do is click and download right there from the front page of the website. You can also go into our podcast and go all the way back to the very beginning of 2009. Archives free for you at freetalklive.com.
If you've got foreclosures, bankruptcies, judgments, liens, collections, late payments on your credit file, or you don't even know if you've got them on there, you should go check out cleaningcredit.com. They will help you to dispute any derogatory credit that's currently on your credit report. And so if you're looking to buy a car or a house, this is something you really need to take care of. It can save you thousands over the course of a mortgage, and certainly hundreds, maybe a few thousand on a car loan. It's cleaningcredit.com. They're rated they're part of the Better Business Bureau for more than 6 years, and rated number one by the Consumer Advocacy Group of America. These people are not some fly-by-night organization. Check them out at cleaningcredit.com.
We're talking with Pete Ayer from MotorhomeDiaries.com. And Pete, you're back with us on Free Talk Live. Thanks for sticking around. There is a YouTube video that our listeners should definitely go and take a look at over at copblock.org. It's not the top entry right now. It is the second from the top, as we're doing a show on Tuesday night here called Standing Your Ground Against Police. And it's a video of you being confronted by a couple of New Mexican police, the town of Santa Fe, or the city of Santa Fe. Pete, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes.
So you originally had gone out in the morning because you'd gotten a phone call from your girlfriend. She had been pulled over. You just wanted to go out with your camera just to make sure that everything was okay, because you know that the police have a tendency to make crap up, and you know who knows what they'll do. They tend to behave a little better when they're being watched. So you went out with your video camera. You were open carrying at the time because, as you point out, that's legal in New Mexico. And once they let your girlfriend go, you started to walk away from the scene after one of the cops attempted to ascertain your identity. You walked away, and then he slowly followed you, kind of in an intimidating fashion, waited for his backup to arrive, and then both of them came up and confronted you and attempted to extract your identity from you. What else transpired? What else can you share?
Yeah, I mean, you pretty much summarized it pretty well up until that point. They pretty much demanded my ID, and you know, I repeatedly asked, am I legally required to present that? And they both told me, you know, per New Mexico law, yes. And you know, one of them said, you need a permit to carry a firearm in New Mexico, and you know, I corrected them on both of those counts, and
They lied to you. I mean, they just and you point this out in the video multiple times. You actually put up on the screen lie when you identify when they were just lying to you. And Mark and I were actually talking about this last night on the program, and how the police are essentially allowed to tell lies. They're trained to tell lies to the people that they're questioning in order to get them to essentially do what they want them to.
Yeah, you're right. And a lot of the essentially, like, the video that is published on a cop blog that we're talking about, I think the value of it is just to see, like, hey, you can stand up for your rights, and you don't have to give in. You can peacefully, like, walk away and not submit to their intimidation, their inquiries. I mean, you'll see in the tape, like, they both, you know, had their hand on their belt, and they both kind of took steps toward me. And, you know, we can do this one of two ways. You can cooperate, you can come down to the station, and actually, there's a third way. You can say no, and you're free to go. I mean, they have no right to stop you and demand your ID. And I think one of the most, one of the best questions I asked them was, you know, when the second officer who showed up demanded my ID, I said, hey, is this what you do to everybody? He said, we want to make sure you're not a felon. And I said, well, is this what you guys do to everybody open carrying? You stop them and demand your ID? I mean, because that's not legal per the laws that they swear to uphold. So he didn't, you know, respond to that, and he gave me like another story about someone who did submit. But so the value, I think, of this video is just one of education to encourage people to know their rights and to stand up for them.
Absolutely. And it's not an easy thing to do, when especially when you're all alone, as you were here, and you don't necessarily see any evidence that there was really anybody else around on this street besides you and these cops. It's you, the video camera, and the two police. Things went, I think, as well as they could have, especially since you were actually able to walk away. You did ask this a question: am I legally required to show you that when they were asking you for your identification? And they lied to you and claimed that you were. You never ended up showing them anything, and you ended up walking away from the scene. So clearly, if you were legally required to somehow to identify yourself to these people, then they should have chased after you and put you under arrest.
Right. Yeah. And actually, I think to me, they seemed pretty dumbfounded when I did actually walk away. It's clear they hadn't had a situation happen before.
Right. He actually says in the video that he's never had anyone refuse to show him ID. Doesn't he say that at some point?
Yeah. Yeah. What do I have to hide? You know, that's what they say. But like you said, I mean, this goes back to the conversation you guys had yesterday about cops lying. Our friends over at Flex Your Rights, I mean, they'll tell us stories about people all the time, like driving, and maybe they get pulled over, and the cop asks them if they have drugs in the car, and they say, no, I don't, and the cop says, well, if you tell me there's drugs in the car, then the penalties are only half as much. You know, they'll just make things up, and that's totally, that's not true. So, I mean, in retrospect, I could have done some things better in the video. I could have, the first time I asked if I was free to go, if I was being detained, I should have left then and not, you know, allowed it to go on another couple minutes, but other than that, I was pretty happy with how it turned out. So.
I think so. The one maybe critique, hopefully constructive critique I might have is with the question, am I legally required to do whatever it is they're demanding? It seems like when you ask that question, because I've heard other people ask it on videos as well, you always get a yes from a cop. I mean, if you ask, am I legally required to do fill in the blank, whatever the demand is, it's inevitable the cop is going to say yes. Now, you did the smart thing and followed it up with, well, can you go ahead and show me the statute that that shows me that this is required? And of course, he was not willing or interested in doing something like that.
Cops don't show statutes anyway.
But how about this for a rephrasing of the "Am I legally required? What obligation do I have to blah blah blah?" So rather than asking them if just like a yes or no question where they will always say yes, you ask them a little bit more of an open ended. Well, what obligation do I have to do this? And then that kind of puts them in a corner of trying to explain how you would somehow be obligated to do that, and I don't know how they would respond to it. I've never heard anyone ask it on video, so just a suggestion.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'll try it if there's ever another instance like this.
You seem to have a number of these things with you walking about from place to place and the police encountering you, so who knows? It may very well happen again. But the best part about it was where you basically just... And what was the question that you asked before you walked away? Was it, am I free to go, or was it... I don't recall what it was.
I was being detained, and then I asked, am I free to go? And, you know, like, it was interesting because right after... my girlfriend had driven away from the scene when I was just dealing with the one officer in his squad car. I asked him if I was free to go, and he said yes. But then later when it was him and his colleague, you know, they didn't answer me right away. And, you know, they just kept fishing around. And he kept, you know, I honestly wanted to ask him, the first officer, Officer Cardoza. He said that, he's concerned for his safety. I just showed up on his traffic stop with a firearm. And honestly, I'm concerned for my girlfriend's safety. I mean, she's dealing with somebody, some stranger she doesn't know, and he has a firearm.
It's like, hey, dude, you've got a firearm, too.
Yeah, you've got a gun right on your hip. What's the problem?
Hey, Pete, we've got some people with questions for you. Can you hang with us? All right, great. More with Pete Ayer from MotorhomeDiaries.com. We'll take your calls here in a moment for him at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit-forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. You can head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see that. And the Shrine of Female Listeners is brought to you by ManchesterBrewing.com. As we go back to Pete Ayers with us from MotorhomeDiaries.com, the motorhome trip is over, but Marv is still out there. In fact, Marv is still in your possession, Pete. I know that you guys were talking about maybe auctioning it off at some point. Just as an aside, what's going on with that?
Yeah, so essentially, to back up a little bit, Marv was bought by Jason Talley and myself. We each paid half for Marv, so we're both co-owners. So after we got off the road in late October, early November, Jason had been living out of Marv in the Bay Area in California, and he just left it in Albuquerque this past Monday, and I picked it up there, and I'm in Santa Fe with it now, but actually tomorrow morning I'm going to leave with it and make my way up to Adam Miller's place in Wisconsin over the next 2 or 3 days. But we're going to Adam's going to fly into Denver Airport tomorrow. We're going to visit the Liberty on the Rocks crew out there and make our way back, and we're actually going to start working on the MHD documentary. So
looking forward to that.
Cool. So are you guys still planning on selling Marv? And, of course, for those that don't know, Marv is your loving name for the motorhome that was part of MotorhomeDiaries.com.
Yeah, we're thinking about either auctioning it or off, or one of us may try to buy the other one out and either, like, use it to live in or as a business and rent it out to, like, other freedom groups. So
cool.
We're still dealing with that.
Right on. Well, let's get back to the story here. Over at copblock.org, people can see the video. It's under the post called Standing Your Ground Against the Police of you versus a couple of New Mexico police officers from the city of Santa Fe that were harassing you because you were open carrying. And not only that, you were open carrying with a video camera, so they decided to pick on you and were demanding your identification. One of them was talking about how intimidated he was by the fact that you were open carrying, and of course it needed, I think it should have been mentioned that they were open carrying as well, but nonetheless I doubt that would have done anything to persuade them to leave you alone. What you ended up doing, which was incredibly effective, was essentially asking if you were being detained. And by the way, I noticed, did they ever actually answer that question? I haven't had a chance to review the tape today, or the video today, because I was trying to pull it up during the break, but YouTube's been going pretty slow. Did they ever actually answer the question? Because I remember at one point they came back with another question to you, like, well, do you have your ID, instead of answering whether or not you were being detained.
Yeah, the first cop, Officer Cardova, that had pulled over my girlfriend, he answered me the first time, you know, when he stopped me initially, before he followed me for a few blocks, and then he and his colleague questioned me. But so the first time I was questioned, he was sitting in a squad car, and I asked him if I was being detained and am I free to go, and he said, no, you're not being detained. So I said, all right, you know, see ya, and went on my way. But the second time, when his colleague were talking to me, they never answered that question until the very end when I did leave.
Right. Well, I still don't know if they actually answered it, because I was listening to you. I listened to a clip of it, and
yeah.
You were essentially saying that, well, since you weren't being detained, you were just going to go ahead and be on your way. And they never rebutted it. It just seemed like they never even bothered to answer the question. And it seems like if they don't answer it, then that might as well be taken as a no.
Yeah, that's true. That's exactly what happened. I said, you know, I'm not being detained. I'm going to be free to go on my way. You know, I wish you gentlemen a good day or something like that.
It was very Jedi mind trick feeling. I'm going to be free to go on my way. It sounded very Star Wars.
Right on.
So we've actually got some people with some questions for you here, and I'm glad you've got the time to be able to field them, because we're going to start ladies first with Michelle in Tennessee. Michelle, you're on with Pete Ayer from MotorhomeDiaries.com.
Hello.
Hey, Michelle. You're on with Pete.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Pete. It's Michelle. How you doing?
Good to hear from you. I'm doing well. How you doing?
Good. Do you think that the results of your being released had anything to do with the fact that you were with beautiful Allison as opposed to the knuckle draggers that you had in with you and Marv when you were in Laurel?
That could have been part of it. I mean, I think a large part was the fact that I had a video camera. I think it probably would have been a lot more aggressive, or, you know, if I wasn't capturing their actions on film.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, as I've been writing my little notes and everything for this weekend, I was thinking about you guys, and am I going to see you in New Hampshire?
I mean, unfortunately, I'm not going to be going to Liberty Forum this year. It's the first one I'm missing out.
Oh,
the,
bummer.
This will be the fourth, but...
Well, Jason's
going
to be there, right? I think Jason Talley's scheduled to speak.
Jason came through and stayed at my place with Antigone and the other crew.
With the folks from the Liberty Caravan, right?
Yeah, they, five of them ended up crashing at my house, including, you know, floor space and everything. It was a good time. But, you know, as I was saying, I was writing these notes, and I was thinking about you guys. And one thing that you all taught me when, you know, over the course of the few days that we spent together here and in Mississippi was that you guys are very keen on educating people. And as I was listening to your story with the cops and everything, sure, their natural inclination is to use the arrows in their quiver, which are, you know, force, fraud, coercion, and violence. And I think it's really great the way you, you know, you were cordial and polite and not obnoxious or whatever, and in fact, you re-educated those police officers, and hopefully they're going to, you know, think about that process, and it's going to help them in their job in the future. And, you know, it's the kids and I had this, a similar experience when we were at the DMV getting permits and stuff, where these people had no idea why my kids don't have Social Security numbers. And they never heard of such a thing.
Wow.
Just like, you know, the police officers saying, what do you mean? You know? And it's funny when you see these people challenged that, you know, if you can do it politely and civilly and everything, that not always, but sometimes they can actually be enlightened and be and have that, you know, epiphany or that light bulb go off and be better for it. And so
it's certainly going to give them something to think about. There's no doubt about that. Michelle, thank you so much for the call tonight, and I guess we'll see you coming up here in the, at the Liberty Forum. Looking forward to that. Pete, your response to that?
Yeah, that's right. I think hopefully for these individual officers, maybe next time around or their colleagues, I'm sure they talked about, you know, them having a guy who refused to give ID and who walked away. You know, maybe they'll treat open carriers that they deal with better in the future. But, I mean, I don't really see a systemic change until we change the institution itself, which, you know, rests on a monopoly of violence. So what I try to do is just educate, like, people like myself or people who do want to, you know, live free so they can exercise their rights. Because if we don't do it today, like that video in question ended with, you know, just think how hard it's going to be for future generations, you know. So. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Let's continue here. I think we've got John on the line in California. John, you're on with Pete Ayer from MotorhomeDiaries.com.
Hi. Pete, I was mainly calling in. This is John. I wanted to thank you for the great work you did there.
Appreciate it.
And I had comment on that. I'm doing a little writing now at CopLock, too. And you had mentioned earlier that you thought maybe you could have done a little better. I think the open carry kind of negated that. I mean, you certainly handled everything right the way I see it. I would just say to most people, you stick with the average situation that most people are not open carrying. And so that kind of complicated your situation. You didn't do anything wrong. That's really why the cops were perturbed. But you just stick with, am I under arrest or am I being detained? And then, am I free to go? Or so I'm free to go.
Right.
And that's what the average person has. And I've been in so many of these situations myself, and they are dumbfounded when you do that.
Right.
And if anyone watching that video can see, the cops were on the defensive because they were wrong. They had no business coming up to you in the first place.
Right. Tell you what, we can bring you both back here in a moment. John, if you got more comments, hang on. Pete, you can stick through one more segment, right?
Right on.
All right, great. More with Pete Ayer from MotorhomeDiaries.com. If you've got a question for him, good time would be now to call in 800-259-9231. He's showing people how to stand up for themselves. I think it's incredibly valuable. See the video over at copblock.org. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 standard, high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income, earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. DidYouRobBillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free on the site, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote us by going to promote.freetalklive.com. There's a whole list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. And like we're talking with Pete Eyre here, show them how to defend themselves or against the obnoxious police trying to essentially step all over your freedom. We'll get back to Pete here in a moment.
The Institute for Humane Studies summer seminar program is now accepting applications. There are 11 different seminars all over the country in major cities. The IHS provides meals and housing while you're there. There's two new seminars this year. It's Liberty in Education and Liberty in Leviathan, Policy from the Libertarian Perspective. The deadline to sign up for these, if you're in, you know, of college age, just before college, just after college, or in college, is March the 31st. Go to libertarianseminars.com. That's libertarianseminars.com.
All right, we continue here. Pete Eyre is with us from motorhomediaries.com. And, Pete, are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm there. And if I could follow up on that ad for Mark, I used to work at IHS, and it's a great group. And anybody listening that's in college, I encourage you to apply.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Sounds like a hell of a deal. I mean, housing and meals paid for.
They're just trying to spread liberty, man.
Right, and you get to learn about freedom and network with other freedom-minded people. I mean, what could be better than that? So, John was on with us, and I think we still have him. John in California, you had some comments for Pete, so I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out.
Yeah, I'll just say so we can get on to the next caller. Again, great work, Pete, and we need more people out there doing this. That's
appreciate it, John.
Thanks, John.
Okay.
Thank you, John. Yeah, Pete, how can more people get on board here? Because obviously watching your video over at copblock.org is a good first step to kind of get inspired about what's possible when it comes to interacting with the police. The post, again, is Standing Your Ground Against Police. It's over at copblock.org. There's about a 10-minute video there that you can watch. That's a good way to get started and get inspired. But, I mean, would you recommend that people have access to a video camera at all times? Would that be helpful?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the video camera that I usually carry around that I use when we're on MHD, you know, it's refurbished. I got online for $200, and it does the job well. Otherwise, you can get a little, you know, even an audio recorder that's small. You know, you don't have to spend that much money, $20 or $30, and you know that you gotta remember, like, if you do go to court or you get charged with something, like it's often your word against the cops, and the cops set your reality in the courtroom. So if you can record it somehow, you can have a lot better chance of being vindicated for your rights being violated.
Yeah, and different states are different about recording. I do think it's a better idea to record the situation and just claim that it's a public servant and he has no right to or expectation of privacy. But I just want people to understand. And another thing I want people to understand about this stop is, although things turned out well for you, to some extent you got lucky, right? I mean, like, the cops could have drugged you off to jail. Some of them, they do that kind
There's
of
always
thing.
That possibility,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, and you know, there's the same possibility when we're in, you know, a lot of instances, a lot of people that listen to Free Talk Live, I'm sure, in. But, you know, in the end, that shouldn't dissuade us from standing up for our rights.
If
anything, it's important to us, and, you know, we should just tell them, no, you're violating our rights. And if they want to go that route, you know, you just keep fighting it and you keep doing what's right.
Well, there's always that possibility. Whenever you're standing up for yourself and you're standing up for freedom, there's always the chance you're going to be up against a rogue cop who doesn't care about anything, and they're going to go ahead and trump up some nonsense. They're going to steal your camera. They're going to, you know, steal the tape.
Even if they just claim that you're not complying and take you to jail for the afternoon or something like that, it can be a prank. It can be a pain, and then they'll go through the camera and do their best.
There's always that chance of that. But what's a bigger pain, Mark, is when the police state continues to grow larger.
I'm not saying that it's a bad idea to do it. I just want people to understand what they're dealing with. Pete didn't necessarily, you know, kick out the right incantation that dispelled
the unconstitutional.
Right. That's what I want to make clear for people, and I think that to some extent, like, people might be hearing that.
Right.
Because Pete did act and do the right things in this scenario.
Yes, the magic here is the fact that Pete stood up for himself, and the cops didn't really know how to handle that. The cop admits at one point that he's never had this happen before. They just aren't used to this level of disobedience. They're used to people jumping when they say jump and doing whatever it is they demand of them. In fact, I did isolate some
disobedience from peaceful people. Like, they're used to all kinds of disobedience from drunks and wife beaters and all that kind of thing.
And as our caller earlier pointed out, Pete was very peaceful, very calm, very collected during this conversation. In fact, I've got the very end of your video here, Pete. I want to play just some of the audio for our listeners. Again, this is from copblock.org. This is very end when you walk away.
Me too. Sure, I appreciate your concern, but per the law, if I'm not being detained, I have not broken any law, I do not need to produce identification, so I'm going to leave the scene in a peaceful manner. I wish you guys a good day.
He just starts walking away, and the look on the police, I mean, you can't really see their eyes because they've got their trademark dark glasses on, but just the stunned demeanor by the police, it's just absolutely priceless.
I think in this instance, they knew they couldn't detain him, and they decided that they were just going to, you know, they're going to play poker with him and see whether he folded.
That's right.
And he didn't.
Right. Yeah, and this is something, you know, maybe a couple years ago I would have. I mean, I learned something every time there's such interactions, and I learn things from different resources, and you just have to, you know, not be intimidated, not be scared. These are just regular people that think they have power because they have a piece of metal on their chest, and they have no more rights than you or I. So, good resource for anybody who is interested in open carrying is opencarry.org. Mm-hmm. I encourage you to check that out. They have pretty easy to read and understand summaries of each state's laws, and they have links for more info if that's needed.
That's great. And, of course, up here in New Hampshire, it's also legal, but despite that,
the activists up here have still had problems in the Manchester area. Luckily, out in Keene, we don't have that issue. We've never had issues with open carry out here, which is nice. So if you're going to stand up for yourself, the best place to do it is where you've got activists backing you up, which is one of the more amazing things about your video, Pete, is you're all alone there. I mean, your girlfriend had left at that time. There was nobody else around. It was you, the cops, and your video camera, and it ended up working out. So it really just goes to show that even in the rest of the country, there's still a chance that standing up for yourself could have a positive effect. And again, all you have to lose is your freedom. If you decide not to stand up for yourself, then you know you're just a subject, and you're just giving up your freedom to the arbitrary rule of men who believe that they own you. And good on you, Pete, for showing people the way and helping encourage other people to stand up for themselves. I think that's really the lesson here, is that it can be done. You just have to be willing to make that stand.
Right on. I appreciate it. I couldn't agree more.
Very good, sir. And it's a bummer that you're not going to be making it out to the Liberty Forum this year. Will we perhaps see you over the summertime for the Pork Fest?
Yeah, most definitely.
All right, fantastic. Look forward to seeing you then. And anything else you want to share with our listeners tonight, Pete?
No, I just want to say, you know, I appreciate what everybody's doing. You know, like, I was there technically, like, physically I was all alone last Friday, but I knew that if something were to happen, there would be a lot of people coming to my support, and they should know, too, that if they're in a similar situation, I'll come to their support, and we're just a big community, so we need to support each other and keep advancing this voluntary society.
Very good. Pete Ayer from MotorhomeDiaries.com. And you guys are still posting occasionally updates over at MotorhomeDiaries.com. Is that the best way for people to follow you? I know you have your own blog as well. What's the best way for folks to keep up with the latest with Pete?
Twitter or Facebook. It's just, you know, Twitter.com/Pete Ayer or Facebook.com/Pete Ayer.
That's E-Y-R-E is how you spell Ayer. For our listeners that don't know. Very good. So a great way to keep up to date with you. Also, again, MotorhomeDiaries.com, still posting updates occasionally there. And, of course, CopBlock.org, which, by the way, what's your involvement over at CopBlock?
You know, I just try to help get some eyes on that project. It's great. It's, you know, it's fairly new, as you said earlier, but they've been putting out some real good content and pointing out, you know, excesses of the state. And what they're really hoping for now is for people that are checking them out, you know, start standing up for themselves, start submitting their own content. And they just want it to be a clearinghouse of, you know, of people learning from each other, sharing ways to stand up to the authorities trying to violate their rights, and you know, just showcase out of control officers. And one way you can get involved is they always have you know, call us the police department and you know, inquire what's going on, record it, share what's going on here, and you know, if you're scared about your own privacy being violated, you can use the cop block number as a callback number, and it's great. I mean, I'm really excited to see the growth of that, and there seem to be some real good people looped in. So,
fantastic. Pete, we'll let you go. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us tonight, and also fielding those phone calls. We appreciate it. Always having you on the show.
Thanks. Keep up the good work, guys.
Yes, sir. You too. Appreciate it. Good night. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, you can go see Pete's video over at copblock.org. The entry is called Standing Your Ground Against Police. It's a couple entries down from the top of the page right now. Well worth your 10 minutes. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour number 3 is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at verybestbaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits. Plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.